We're starting a new perek, Ketzad Ma'abrin. So this perek is a continuation of the previous perek, Misha Itziu, where we discussed all the Dinei Tchumen, and now we're discussing the Ibur Ha'ir, which means basically a city is considered Dalet Ames. A person is in a certain city on Shabbos, if there's an Erev, I'm talking about, if there's a Tzuas HaPesach you can carry, but we're talking about walking. The Tchumen part, once you hit the outskirts, the city limits, you have 2,000 Ames. 2004, we said, Chaymosa Shalodim, you have another 4 Ames. But what is called city limits? Today we have cities, so you know what city limits are. So the city limits are the end where the homes end. Now, first of all, what if you have a space of 100 Ames, no homes, and then suddenly there's a home? Is that home 80 Ames away part of the city? So there's a limit called 70 and a half Ames for starters. That has to be within that 70 and a half Ames. Within that shear, it's not called the chelik of the city. That's stam a din called Shivim Ames v'shirayim. That's called where the city finishes. Because if it's a space more than that, then it's not even part of the city. Mechtes is part of this home, is part of that city. Maybe it's part of something else. So with an area that's more than Shivim v'shirayim, we can't even consider part of the city. You can have a home, a singular home, 69 Ames away from the end of the city, then the city got extended. Mm-hmm. And they have another home, 68 Ames away, part of the city. 70 Ames, part of the city. 71 Ames, not part of the city anymore. That's very past. Up to Shivim v'shirayim, that's stam the limud of how far you can extend the city. Now, when you do extend the city, wherever it is, whatever the end of the city is, even if you don't extend it, but whatever the end of the city is, you can have a home that's protruding and another home that's inverted, that's inside. Another one that's sticking out. So which home is the home that you draw the line from there 2,000? Are you going to say from this home, 2,000 you can walk? From this home, 2,000 you can walk. So that means it depends where you are exactly. On this block you can walk 2,000, and from here you can walk 2,000 further. Avdem zok the mission, that's the din of Ibur Ha'ir. You're ma'ab in the ear, you mean you round it off. You take it off, you take a straight line from the furthest point, and you straighten it out. No. Even though from here, you end up walking from this last home on this corner of the city, from the northern side, you're walking 5,000 Ames. Mm. Whatever, not 5,000, because it can't be whatever the point is, but it doesn't necessarily have to be from the furthest city limits, but you can draw a straight line. Zok the Mishnah. Ketzad ma'abrin esa'orim. So, bayis nichnas, bayis yoitza. You ma'abed the ear, meaning that you make the straight line, even though there's a bayis nichnas, bayis yoitza. Even though there's one home that's it's sticking out further than the other. Now, first of all, the yisoid of bayis, it has to be a makom lina, the poskim explain. Farshim discussed this. What does it mean, a bayis? Let's say you have a factory at the outskirts of the city, industrial area. Does that make that the city? It has to be a makom lina, according to some. And others say it can even be a makom that they work in during the day. 9 to 5. It's a place that they eat in. It's a makam achila. Algamein, what's called a bayis? Makam achila, makam lina. In addition, could you actually build a home in order to extend the city? Or pshat is it has to be a bayis, an existing bayis, and then the city limits are up until that area. Okay, you know what? I want to walk further to Shabbos. Give me 2x4s. Let's build a little home over here. And we just created a new home. Or no, it has to be an existing home. An existing home, so that is part of the city limits, it was extended. So Ibur Shalir, the Ibur, so to speak, the extension of the city, the Ibur, like Ishmu Beres, is also a Bayis Nichnas, Bayis Yoitza, a home that protrudes out. Pogim Nichnas, Pogim Yoitza, or you have this tower that sticks out.
Tosis says, it's like a Shoivach, people live in. But the point is, it's a different type of structure, which is like a migdol. One could be nichnas, one could be yoitza. You can't from the furthest point.
If you have a city that has walls, if it's walled, then be'etzem, the city limits are extended. But you only have remnants of the wall left, gedudios asorat tvachim, so that's also considered an extension of the city.
Continues the Mishnah, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph.
K'shorim unefoshois sheyesh behen beis dira. Bridges and beis akvoris that have a beis dira.
The Meiri explains it's referring to like a bridge, but what is a bridge negated to a person living? The Gshorim Pshat is the person that collects the meches, the taxes. He has a little hut. He has a little stand that he sits in most of the day. So that Gesher is also an extension of the city. Unefoshes. Nefoshes, Rashi says, Kein Shoysen ala Kever. You can have a cemetery. No living people live there. But they have a person that's in charge of the Beis HaKvavos. He has a little place, Kein Shoysen ala Kever, and he's in charge of the Beis HaKvavos. Sheyesh bam Beis Dira, if these Kshogam and Nefoshes have a Beis Dira, Moitzin is Hamido Kenegdehon. You might see the Mida, you can count the extension of 2,000, connect them. And on there the Mishnah says, what we started off, the oisin oisa kemin tavla mulubas. And now you can make a square, a tavla mulubas. It could be a rectangle, but the point is, if the city is in the width, it's 10,000. And in the length, it's 6,000. So even though there's protrusions in and out, you can square it off. So, because if you're really going to look at the end of every home, then it can be different points of 2,000 amas from wherever, all four directions. But if you're going to take the furthest point from the north, square it. Furthest point from the west, square it, straight line. Furthest from the east, furthest from the west. So then you're going to have a square or a rectangle. Depends how far they're from each other. But it's going to be a straight point versus going from every furthest point 2,000, then it's like a circle, so to speak. It depends where it is. A circle could zigzag. But what you're gaining is the corners, because if you were to go not as a tabla mubas, then the corner would also be 2,000 amas. But since, like we had before, but since the corners are extended because of the straight line, so you're gaining the zovis, you're gaining the corners. Kadeshia niskar es azovios. So you gain the corners and you can walk 2,000 amas from that area. Zokti Gemara, Rav Shmuel Chatoni Ma'avrin v'Chatoni Ma'avrin. The Mishnah starts off Ketzad Ma'avrin as Seir with an ayin. How do you enlarge Lashon of Ibur? So one toni is with an ayin Ma'avrin v'Chatoni Ma'avrin with an aleph. So what's taka de pshat? I mean, what does it say? What do you mean Ketzad Chatoni Chatoni? So the Mefarshim explain that the Zman of Dam Aroyim, the Mishnayas weren't written yet. They weren't written, so then there was Taka Machlaikas. Was it Tony Ma'abin with the Ayin or with an Aleph? The Rambam in Akdom and Yad HaChazaka says that Rebbe wrote down the Mishnayas. So then it wasn't Shad, it was just Mesad the Mishnayas. He actually wrote it. So you have to understand what it means over here, Chatoni v'Chatoni. What did Rebbe write? It was in front of them. But if you learn like the Maratzchias brings in Sukkah Daf Gimel, or Daf Nun, I mean, that it was never written, it was just Mesuda. So Mele, it was Taka Machlekes, it was Ma'abrin with the Aleph or an Ayin. So with an Ayin, the Taka means pregnant. Like a pregnant lady. The Gemara is going to say, Ma'abrin is Lashon of Aver, Evorim. Limbs of a person protrude in different directions. You can have your hands sticking out one way, your feet a different direction, your nose is going out further than your mouth, than your chin, than your jaw. So the Evorim of a person, the bones are different directions and not all straight as a straight line. So Rav Shmuel Chatoni Ma'avrin with an ayin, v'chatoni Ma'avrin with an aleph. Manatoni Ma'avrin with an aleph, ever. It's like different evorim, different limbs of a person. Umanatoni Ma'avrin with an ayin, ki'isha uboro, like a woman that's pregnant. There's a famous memra that afilu limdoit ois achas, it's considered your Rebbe. When you learn from someone, I feel ois achas. What does that mean, ois achas? How do you learn one ois? Here's a classic example, I feel ois achas. If it's ma'abin or ma'abin with the aleph or an ayin, that's I feel a limda ois achas. I think the Sfasema says that. Zogti Gemara. Now there happens to be a the Teres Chaim says, machlokes, if you include, let's say a home that's not a kavua dika home. Not a kavua dika home. Could that be included in this ibur ha'ir or not? So maybe it's toli. It's not stam an ois. It's a mamash halocha lemaisa. Is it included in the ibur ha'ir? If you're learning with an aleph and aver, a limb is a permanent thing. A person is born with that jawbone and protruding more than his shoulder bones. So then it's something that remains. By saying if it's an ibur is not kavua. Ibur is 9 months. So mele, if you koil a dirish and a kavua in the ibur ha'ir, is mitli toli in the limud of ibur with an ayin or ayver with an aleph. This is Zok Teres Chaim.
Zog the Gemara, continues the Gemara in this same vein, in this same Nekuda, Legabe, if you, how do you turn it with an Aleph or a different way? Ma'oras HaMachpela, we know the Ma'oras HaMachpela, where the Ovis were buried, Rav Shmuel, Chadom HaShnei Batim Zelefnei Mizeh, there were two homes, two caves, one in front of another. Rashi has a picture over here, but it's not a 3D picture, but really, Pesach HaMachpela is an opening, Bayis Chitzam, Bayis Pnimi. So it's supposed to be two homes, two rooms, one inside another, one in front of another. Zelefnimizeh. V'chadomar, Bayis Vali Al Gabov. It's a ma'orah, one on top of another, two stories. Two stories. Now there is a nafkamina legabe mechumemkar. When a person buys something, what do you have in mind? Bayis Vali on top, or what's it called? Or one behind one another. So Gemara Bishlam Laman Domeh Zeh Al Gav Zeh. When it's one on top of another, Hayne Machpelo. So it's double. It's two stories. That's called double. Eleman Domeh Shnei Batim Zeh Lefnimi Zeh. If it's one in front of another, my Machpelo. What's the Machpelo? Two rooms, one behind another. That's not called Machpelo. Double means two story. What's Machpelo? So Gemara Shekfula Bezugos. It's not going on the Ma'ora. It's going on the people that are interred over there, that are buried over there. The Ovis HaKadeshim. So Gemara Shekfula Bezugos. Adam and Chava, Avram and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, and Yankov Midlayan. That's the Kfula Bezugos. Zog the Gemara, Mamre, Kiryas Arba. Oh, like it says in the Pasuk, Mamre Kiryas Arba. It's a Kiry of the four Zugos. Omre Yitzchak, Kiryas Ha'arba Zugos. Adam and Chava, Avram and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, Yankov and Leia. Zog the Gemara, Vaita, Vahibi Me'am Rofel. It says in the days of Amrofel, by the Melochim, the Muhammad, the Arba Melochim with the Chomesh in the time of Avraham Avinu, by Ibe Me Amrofel, Rav Shmuel Chadom and Nimroi Shmoy. He was Nimroid. Amrofel was Nimroid. Velomni Kashmoy Amrofel, why was he called Amrofel? Sh'omar Vihipil. Lavrom Vinu Vitakiv Shanagesh. He was Omar, he commanded, he said, Vihipil. And he placed Avraham Avinu in the Kivshanagesh. So it's Amrofel, Omar Vihipil. So, Be'etzem, his name was Nimrod. He was called Amrofel as a nickname. Why? Because of Omar Vehipil. The Chadom and the other man holds, no, Amrofel Shmoy. Forget, his real name was Amrofel. V'lomenik Shmoy Nimrod, Nimrod is only a nickname. Shehimrid is kol ha'olam kuloi ola b'malchusoi. He was Mamrid. He revolted the ganze Welt against him, against the Eibishter. Or against himself. B'malchusoi. So it's an afkamina, what his name was. Why is this an afkamina? There is an afkamina. Even in Halacha, there's an afkamina. We know that Halacha is, you're not supposed to call the child after Adam Rasha. But that's if the name of the person is Adam Rasha. If the nickname of Adam Rasha was called Cutie Pie, that doesn't mean you can't call your kid like that. It's not his name. So if the name of Nimrod was Nimrod and Amrofel was only what they called him because of the Maisa of Omar Vihipil, then that's his name, Nimrod. Then you can't call a child Nimrod. But if his name was really Amrofel, and Nimrod was only the nickname Shaboy. Shehimrid kol ha'olam kulei olav b'malchusoy. So then that would not fall into the category of calling after Adam Rasha. I think some Israelis have names Nimrod. Nimrod. Could be this be the nafkamina. Zog the Gemara, Hayokam melech chodosh al Mitzrayim. Oh, week of Pesach. Hayokam melech chodosh al Mitzrayim. Rav Shmuel Chad omar chodosh mamish. The Chodesh Mamish, a new king. The Chadom Shin Ischach Gzeroisov, his Gzeres were renewed. Madom Chodesh Mamish Chsiv Chodosh, it says Chodesh in the Pasuk. Umadom Shin Ischach Gzeroisov, why? Midloik Sivayomas Vayim Loik, I don't say he died and a new king ruled. So Melech Zagraya, that it was the same Melech Nischach Gzeroisov. This could also be a Menach Kamin Legabi Mekh Memka, maybe. If you say, you tell a builder, I want a new home. Okay, does new mean new? Or new means nischatshu? I get new sheetrock. I'm a chadashit. Maybe not. But akoponim, the point is that we always try to find an afkamina be'etzim. Zog di gemoga. Milog tzibu yomaz v'imlech. Ulamando mashin tzachk zir oisov. Hok tzibu ashalo yoda az yosef. It says ashalo yoda az yosef. So if it was nischatshu zir oisov, how did he not know Yosef? He knew Yosef very well. Zog demora ma'ishal lo yodas Yosef. They have a dummy command lo yodas Yosef klal. He made himself like he did not know Yosef, but about it he knew Yosef. Zogt der Mara Simen Shmoyne Esre Vishnei Vasol Amanu Bedovid Vayiven. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Yudchai Yom Gidalti Yetzer Rabbi Yishe Berivi. I lived, I was in Nisgal 18 days by Rabbi Yishe Berivi V'Lamalti Menu El Dovar Echod Mimshal Seinu. I learned one thing from the Mishnah Ketzer Ma'abrin, which was, it's an Aleph or an Ayin. Ketzer Ma'abrin Es Orim Ba'alef. Like we said, Afilo Yisachas. And there's an Afkamina, like we said. If the Dira is a Dira, Kavua or not Kavua, Zekhatar Yishayim. Loshen Ibur is not Kavua, Mashengen Avorim are Kavua. But he learned it with an Aleph. There has to be a Dira Kavua. Zekhatar Eini, Vom Rabbi Yechanon, Yud Beis Tamidim Hoyla, Rabbi Yeshia, Rabbi Ribi. There were 12 Tamidim that he had. The Yud Ches Yomim Gidalti Beneim. Rabbi Yechanon says, for 18 days, I was in his Galil amongst them. Velomarati, Lev Kol Echod Ve'echod, V'chochmas Kol Echod Ve'echod. So we see clearly, for those 18 days, he learned the chokhmah of all those Tamidim. Obviously, they learned this from the Rebbe. So what he's saying, he only learned one ois. So the Gemara, that's out of stira. Leiv kol echad v'echad, v'chachmas kol echad, v'echad gomar. But Gemara le gomar, yes, he understood and comprehended the leiv kol echad. But he didn't, but not pshat, he learned from them, limudim, that he learned from the Rebbe. Ibo Yisema, another tenet, so the Gemara, minayu did hu gomar. That means, from them he understood, but not directly that they learned it from him directly. That means they might have picked up things, but not that they learned it directly from him. When he said he only learned Dove Echad, it doesn't mean there was only one thing and that's all he learned. It means from the Mishnah in Erevin, Daf Nun Beis and Gimel, he learned one thing, the Aleph and the Ayin part. It doesn't mean there weren't other Limudim that he learned from him. We sat, four of us, pairs of four, in one Amma, in one cubicle Amma. Omer Rebbe, that means it's mamash benes. You know what shisha ba'ama means? Six people in one ama. An ama is six tvachim, five tvachim, six tvachim, max six tvachim. Every person took up a tefach. How's it shaya? It's about it's a benes. So the Mepharshim say it's benes. The Chasam Sofer says miut machzik samaruba. They all came to Pesach Oil Moed. How's it shaykh? Miut machzik samaruba. The Chacham Sofer says, by a dover ruchni, you can have miut machzik samaruba. So this was, they came learning. So then it was shaykh, it's a nest of miut machzik samaruba. We know the Chazal says, shisha miskasim et ala zechot. So the same is said over here. Zog di mara, om Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Oishe beribi bedoiroi, kremeya bedoiroi. Rabbi Oishe beribi is like a meya. They couldn't understand. So likewise, the lev of the Rishonim, of the free of the Gederis, kepischa shel ulam, like the Pesach of the Ulam, which is 40 amas in width. V'shalachoinim kepischa shel heichol, which is 20 amas. So we see when the Gederis progress, they become less. The lev, the understanding, the avona is less. The onu, what about us? This is Rabbi Yochanan talking. Rabbi Yochanan is saying us, kamole nekev machat, sitkis, like the eye of a needle. The heichal of the ulam is 40 amas, the opening, 20 amas. We're compared to that like the eye of a needle. Zog di gomoga, who is called Rishonim? Rishonim Rabbi Akiva, achonim Rabbi Loza ben Shamua. Ikid amri, Rishonim Rabbi Loza ben Shamua, Achonim Reb Oishi Beribi, V'onu K'mole Nekev Machat Sitkis, and we're like the eye of a needle, that opening. Omer Abaya, V'anan Kisichto Begudo L'Gemora, we are like a Sichto Begudo, like a peg that you want to put into a wall. Sichto is a peg, Begudo is a wall, meaning there's a very small hole in the wall. You want to put in a peg into the hole, you got to push and stoop and get it in there. When it comes to Gemara, we're like a sichto begudo, like a peg, a yated that you put into a gudo, into a koisel. Zog di Gemara, Omar Rava, v'anan ki it's be'osa bekira l'svara. We're like a finger that you put into wax, hard wax. You're not going to make a dent in hard wax. When it comes to Svaras, you're not going to make a dent. When it comes to Gemara, we're like a peg in a wall. You got to strip it and get it in there. When it comes to Svaras, we don't make a difference. Like Rashi, the first white line, doesn't go in. Rabbi Nechanan learns a little different. Rabbi Nechanan says that an etzba you put in there into shaiva, it closes right up. It fills up again the hole. So that's a svara. Svara gets filled up. Some sefer says like just like shaiva, it goes in every direction. Svaras can go in every direction. Gemara has to be a kabbalah straight. Svara could be going in different directions. Om Rav Ashi, anon ki etzbisa bebira leshikha. When it comes to forgetting or learning, it's like putting your finger in a barrel of beer. Is that hard? No, it goes right in. So that's how easy it's to forget what we learn. Gemara is like a peg in a wall. Svara is like stooping, no, it make hard to make a change in shaiva, that's hard. Shikha is 1, 2, 3. Zogti Gemara, Om Rav Yudah, Om Rav, that's the Eibush created the Metzius of Shikha in order that we chaza. Zogti Gemara, Om Rav Yudah, Om Rav, Rav Yudah, they were machpid on their lashon, meaning they spoke carefully without nivul peh. Niskay mitagosam, the term is niskay in biyodom. Bnei golil shalikpid al lashonim la niskay mitagosam biyodom midi. Bekpei de talya milsa. Zagmo bekpei de talya milsa. Torah is dependent on how a person speaks. Zagdi moga elo bnei yudah the daik lishna. They were medayik in their lashon, meaning. So they were medayik. They said over exactly. They heard from their rebbeim. So then it remains. So niskaima, zokti gemara, umandchelu simona, and they made simonim to remember their learning. They made simonim. They made different simonim to remember sugyas. No shaychas to the shakla v'tai itself. Simonim, zokti gemara, niskaima terosan biyodon. Bnei gold learned daikin belishna. They were medayikin belishna. V'le misnachelu simona, and they didn't make simonim. Learn niskaima terosan biyodon. Zog die Gemara, Bnei Yehuda gomru michad rabba. Bnei Yehuda learned from one rabbi, niskayim et rosson. They learned the Gemara from one rabbi, was niskayim, biyodom. Bnei Golo gomru michad rabba. They learned from one rabbi, learn niskayim et rosson, biyodom. And Tosfos on the bottom explains, when it comes to Gemara, so you need one rabbi. Why? Not to be mevavel l'loshen, and the Gemara itself. But when it comes to svaras, that's not fair. L'mizber amrinu fe'akama kol aloy mitech l'fnei rav, echad ein aroyis v'mabroch l'oylam. Fakert. The lomdas, the svaras, the havana you can get from different rebbeim, different malchim. One is not a steer to another. Zokmo Ravina Omar, Bnei Yehuda, the difference is the golem is sechta. Golem is sechta, Rashi says, two pshatim. One is, they taught others, lomdu lachegim. So when you teach others, so the Torah becomes clear. Bodukum menusa, when a person is lumait and lulameid, so then the Torah itself becomes clear by him. So the golem is sechta, and it's coming to us and biyodom. Bnei golem, the golem is sechta, so then it's coming to us and biyodom. And Rashi brings another pshat that they mafrish muyaseinu medaktim b'taimah shel dover atshisas b'libon. They were mafarish, not just they limdu, they were mafarish it. The Meiri explains, they gave out marim kermit to the Talmidim before, they prepared for the shir before, the Talmidim were into it before, they were able to ask in the middle of the shir, and that's what was the sky, and that's what became clear by the Rebbe. Because they taka gave out sheets, so to speak, of marim kermit. That's what the Meiri. Zog the Gemara, David, Goli Mesechta, David was Goli Mesechta, meaning that he was Yegea and was Moigoy Rois, was Lalame to others. Shol de Goli Mesechta, he was not. David de Goli Mesechta Ksibe, Yiro Ucha Yiruni, Viyismachu, Shol de Goli Mesechta Ksibe, Ashe Yifne Yashia. Zog de Gemorre, Daf Nun Gimel Omid Beis, Vaomer Rabbi Yechanan, Minayin Shemochle Kosboch Aloysa Oven. How do we know? Shaul wasn't zeicher toiro lachegin, but how do we know that the Eibishter was moichlem on the oven of noiv ira kahanim that he killed out? So Moshe Neemar mochor atu v'necho imi b'mechitzosi. You're together with me in my abode with the Eibishter. So it's a rai who's mochlem alavinoisai. We'll stop over here at the top of Nun Gimel Amid Beis.